Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, the Relevance of His Prophethood. Booklet 7. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, Most Merciful. Booklet 7. This booklet is the seventh in a series of publications based on a book titled Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. Each booklet covers an aspect of the Prophet's life, deeds and teachings, and aims to provide a better understanding of Islam. This booklet also includes the conclusion of the substantive argument in this series about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Terms. Terminology used in this series of booklets, taken from Sheikh Mahmoud Murad's book, Common Mistakes in Translation. 1. Rabb. Some prefer to translate the term Rabb into Lord. Beside the fact that the latter is a biblical term, referring to the alleged lordship of the servant of God, the Prophet Jesus, the word Lord, which is limited to mean master, chief, proprietor, or ruler, can never convey the conclusive significance of the term Rabb. Among other meanings, the term Rabb means the creator, the fashioner, the provider, the one upon whom all creatures depend for their means of subsistence, and the one who gives life and causes death. 2. Deen. The word translated as religion is deen, which in Arabic commonly refers to a way of life, which is both private and public. It is an inclusive term, meaning acts of worship, political practice, and a detailed code of conduct including hygiene or etiquette matters. 3. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Peace be upon him. This Arabic term means, may God praise him and render him safe from all evil. Introduction. All praise is due to Allah, the Rabb of the worlds, and may Allah exalt the mention of his Prophet and render him and his household safe and secure from all derogatory things. This booklet sheds light on the requirements of the testimony that Muhammad is the true messenger of Allah, which people make in order to enter into Islam. In specific, 16 principles should be understood by anyone who embraces Islam, in order to fully commit to the religion, and to be considered a proper Muslim, who truly believes that there is nothing worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Finally, the booklet concludes with an important discussion of the relevance of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in our current times, the 21st century. It addresses the important question of how the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, remains both relevant and influential in the lives of humanity as a model of how best to live one's life and how best to worship the Creator. The testimony that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Just as it is important to fully understand the meaning and the implications of the testimony that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, it is equally important to understand the second part of the testimony of faith, namely that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Indeed, some will stray from Islam simply by their disregard for the second part of the declaration of faith. When one testifies that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, he is stating his belief that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was chosen by Allah to be his messenger and to convey his message. Allah specifically chose the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to be his messenger. Allah says, Allah knows best with whom to place his message. Chapter 6, verse 124. This is understood to mean that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, possessed the most appropriate characteristics for prophethood, as obviously Allah, due to his justice, wisdom and mercy, would not choose one who is treacherous to be his messenger. Allah would not choose for such a mission anyone who would not convey the message, or who would use the position to his own advantage. If anyone claims that the Prophet, peace be upon him, did not actually convey the entire message, or that he distorted it in any way, he is actually saying that Allah did not know and did not choose the best person to be messenger. This is obvious disbelief. Furthermore, when he makes the testimony of faith, he is also testifying that the Prophet, peace be upon him, has been sent for all mankind until the day of judgment. Allah says in the Quran, "Say, O Muhammad, O mankind, indeed I am the messenger of Allah to you all, for him to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. There is no deity except him. He gives life and causes death. So believe in Allah and his messenger, the unlettered prophet, who believes in Allah and his words, and follow him that you may be guided." Chapter 7, verse 158. Thus, it is obligatory upon everyone from the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, until the day of judgment, to believe in and follow the Prophet, peace be upon him. This also implies that the Prophet's teachings and his sunnah are valid and obligatory upon all of mankind until the day of judgment. Yet some people try to resist the idea that they have to follow the Prophet, peace be upon him, by taking this attitude. They must realize that they're going against what they have testified to do. Moreover, when one makes the declaration of faith, he is testifying that he believes with certainty that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, conveyed the message. He conveyed it correctly. He conveyed all of it. And he conveyed it clearly. Allah says in the Quran, "The messenger's duty is only to convey the message in a clear way." Chapter 29, verse 18. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, himself said, "I left you on a bright path, whose night and day are alike. No one strays from it after me, except he is destroyed." Ahmad. The obligations upon a believer as regards the second testimony can best be summarized in the following 16 principles or requirements. To believe in the message of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and that he has sent to mankind at large. To believe that the Prophet, peace be upon him, is infallible in matters pertaining to the deen. To believe that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was sent as a mercy to mankind, and as the seal, finality, of all messengers, such that no prophet or prophets will ever come after him. To believe that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, is the most honourable prophet and messenger. To believe that the Prophet, peace be upon him, conveyed to us the true and complete deen of Islam. To believe the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, conveyed the message in its entirety and gave sincere counselling to the Muslim people. To believe the Sharia law of Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the only acceptable law, and to obey the Prophet as Allah commands. To be content with the judgment of the Messenger, and not object to what the Prophet has legalized and made law, and to adhere to the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. To hold the Prophet, peace be upon him, in high esteem, and to revere him, and to ask Allah to exalt the mention of the Prophet. To love and respect the Prophet, peace be upon him, as he should be revered and respected, and to invite and persuade people to accept Islam, using wisdom and good manners. To defend the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his Sunnah against the haters of Islam, and to adhere to the Sunnah of the Prophet. Conclusion. We conclude this treatise with the words of Alphonse de Lamartine in Histoire de l'Turquie. "Never has a man set for himself, voluntarily or involuntarily, a more sublime aim. Since this aim was superhuman, to subvert superstitions which had been imposed between man and his Creator, to render God unto man, and man unto God, to restore the rational and sacred idea of divinity amidst the chaos of the material and disfigured gods of idolatry then existing. Never has a man undertaken a work so far beyond human power with so feeble means, for he, Muhammad, had in the conception as well as the execution of such a great design no other instrument than himself and no other aid except a handful of men living in a corner of the desert. Finally, never has a man accomplished such a huge and lasting revolution in the world because in less than 2 centuries after its appearance, Islam, in faith and in arms, reigned over the world of Arabia and conquered, in God's name, Persia, Khorasan, Transoxania, Western India, Syria, Egypt, Abyssinia, all the known continent of northern Africa, numerous islands of the Mediterranean Sea, Spain, and part of Gaul. If greatness of purpose, smallness of means, and astonishing results are the three criteria of a human genius, who could dare compare any great man in history with Muhammad? The most famous men created arms, laws, and empires only. They founded, if anything at all, no more than material powers, which often crumbled away before their eyes. This man moved not only armies, legislations, empires, peoples, dynasties, but millions of men in one-third of the then inhabited world. And more than that, he moved the altars, the gods, the religions, the ideas, the beliefs, and the souls. On the basis of a book, every letter of which has become law, he created a spiritual nationality which blends together peoples of every tongue and race. He has left the indelible characteristic of this Muslim nationality, the hatred of false gods, and the passion for the one and immaterial God. This avenging patriotism against the profanation of heaven formed the virtue of the followers of Muhammad. The conquest of one-third of the earth to the dogma was his miracle, or rather, it was not the miracle of man, but that of reason. The idea of the unity of God, proclaimed amidst the exhaustion of the fabulous theogonies, was, in itself, such a miracle that upon its utterance from his lips, it destroyed all the ancient temples of idols and set on fire one-third of the world. His life, his meditations, his heroic revelling against the superstitions of his country, and his boldness in defying the furies of idolatry, his firmness in enduring them for 15 years in Mecca, his acceptance of the role of public scorn and almost of being a victim of his fellow countrymen. All these, and finally, his flight, his incessant preaching, his wars against odds, his faith in his success, and his superhuman security in misfortune, his forbearance in victory, his ambition, which was entirely devoted to one idea and in no manner striving for an empire, his endless prayers, his mystic conversations with God, his death and his triumph after death, all these attest not to an impostor, but to a firm conviction which gave him the power to restore a dogma. This dogma was twofold: the unity of God and the immateriality of God, the former telling what God is, the latter telling what God is not, the one overthrowing false gods with the sword, the other starting an idea with words. Philosopher, orator, apostle, legislator, conqueror of ideas, restorer of rational beliefs, the founder of 20 terrestrial empires and of one spiritual empire, that is Muhammad. As regards all standards by which human greatness may be measured, we may well ask, is there any man greater than he?
Relevance of the Prophet Muhammad today. In today's modern and secular society, we see many advances that demonstrate the advancement of civilization: more efficient cars, faster airplanes, taller buildings, smart devices, artificial intelligence, the genetic engineering of everything from foods to babies. Indeed, one could legitimately wonder what a man living in the desert 1400 years ago could contribute to such a society. Yet beneath the advanced technology and neon-lit streets of today's world teems a world which seems only to be going backwards in regards to moral integrity, societal equality, environmental protection, and general kindness and respect to one another.
Yet beneath the advanced technology and neon-lit streets of today's world teems a world which seems only to be going backwards in regards to moral integrity, societal equality, environmental protection, and general kindness and respect to one another. Our world today experiences more and more corruption and vice, where the strong devour the weak. Advancement was supposed to bring an end to racism, murder, theft, rape, and all such evils. Yet sadly, the secular experiment hasn't been able to do that. This is not to say that many of our advances as a civilization are without benefit. On the contrary, there are great tools by which we can serve one another, and by which we can make our world a better place to live. Yet there is one critical ingredient that continuously seems to be missing, and that is the spiritual dimension. The world today is in dire need for trust, mercy, love, and peace, all of which stem from God alone. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was, is, and will always be an embodiment of these excellent values, not to mention his many other virtues. When his mission began, the world around him was struggling with many of the same vices we find ourselves drowning in: injustice, oppression, poverty, petty wars, infanticide, and racism, amongst others. In 23 years, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sparked a revolution that would alter world history and spread the message of peace, justice, and mercy throughout many nations. The message of the God as delivered and lived by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, continues today to guide millions upon millions of people to improve not only their own lives, but the lives of those around him. It encourages one to remember that this life is a life of testing and not the goal which we should be seeking. That there will be a day when true and complete justice will be meted out, and where one will find the complete fruit of their labour. There is a distinct difference in the life of one who follows in the footsteps of the great men and women of faith before them, as opposed to the one who denies any reason or purpose to life. As you read more about Islam and see the impact of the teachings of Muhammad, peace be upon him, on entire societies and nations, as well as his specific instructions to individuals, you will gain the best appreciation for the true relevance of this man in today's world. Muslims already know the relevance of this great and noble prophet to the human race every time they see a Muslim put their faith into action. It might be through selfless charity, standing up for the rights of the oppressed, the honour and respect given to those who teach, or any one from among the many simple yet profound lessons we have learned from the great prophet of the Almighty. And as long as we continue to be members of the human race, his teachings will always be valid and practical.
All praise is due to Allah alone, the Lord of the worlds, and may God praise his prophet Muhammad and his household and keep him safe from all evil.